The hottest film in Britain last year involved neither boy wizards nor Middle Earth. Bend It Like Beckham tells the story of young women who want to be soccer stars, but their families aren't exactly rooting for them. In fact, they're downright opposed. The film is by British Indian director Gurinder Chadha, whose first film, Bhaji on the Beach, dealt with the cultural riptides of being South Asian and female in England. But Bend It Like Beckham, which is named for the Manchester United superstar David Beckham, is a story anyone can relate to. NPR's Jackie Lydon has more.
When we first meet Jess, that's short for Jasminder, she's glued to the television set watching David Beckham score for Man United. In her imagination, she's the one kicking the winning goal until her mother comes in.
Jasminder, have you gone mad? Huh? Football, shutterball. Your sister's getting engaged and you're sitting here watching this skinhead boy.
Mom, it's Beckham's corner.
Hey, come downstairs. Your sister's going crazy.
In the story of Jess and her best friend Jules, who faces similar opposition from her British mother, filmmaker Gurinder Chadha found worthy heroines, young girls who want it all, who want to exceed the limits of their parents' worlds. And by choosing Britain's hottest sports star, Gurinder Chadha has assigned the unlikeliest of role models for two teenage girls. They don't want to cheer Beckham on or date him. They want to be him.
David Beckham, of course, is the Michael Jordan of soccer in Britain. And he, not only is he a fabulous footballer, a soccer player, I should say, he actually has single-handedly changed the image of male soccer players in Britain. I mean, before he came along, they were very, you know, there was this kind of womanizing, you know, drinking 7 pints of beer and eating fish and chips and doner kebabs and things, you know. But then Mr. Beckham comes along and he's a devoted husband, of course, to Victoria Beckham, posh spice of the Spice Girls. He's a loving father. And so he's all round, you know, really a very sensitive man. And his skills at playing soccer are second to none. And of course, the film is really named after his fantastic ability to kick a ball. And instead of it going in a straight line, it actually twists and bends, much like a banana, into the goal. And I found that to be a fantastic metaphor for my film because, you know, with us, with girls and women, you know, often we can stand at the end of a pitch and we can see our goal. And we too have to kind of twist and turn and bend the rules a little bit to get to our goal. And that worked. And then also, since the film is about an Indian girl, with Jess, you know, it was important for her to bend the rules as opposed to break the rules.
You have been, I think, very bold in tackling films. Speaking of bending it, I mean, your own trajectory is you're born in Kenya, yes?
Yes.
And grew up there or
grew up in London, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are looking at films such as in Bhaji on the Beach and now this one at a lot of issues that affect all women, but that I think have special resonance in a community that can sometimes be a lot more traditional. In Bhaji on the Beach, you looked at spousal abuse and teen pregnancy, and this one you've got, you know, interracial dating and the possibility of lesbianism. Why do you want to fuse these things into films? And why not make just a sort of a more of a classic family drama?
Well, that's what people do describe Bend It Like Beckham as, actually. You know, a kind of classic British hit comedy. And I think the film operates on that level as well as the other levels that, you know, you mentioned. You know, for me, characters have to be three-dimensional. Characters have to be complex. And in this film, it's about girls going from being girls to women. And when you do that, you know, you deal with all kinds of things. You deal with virginity, you deal with sexuality, you're trying to be who you are and follow what you want, and you've got your parents telling you to be this kind of girl. Girls aren't supposed to do this. I mean, there's a lot of things you're juggling, and then you add a culture dimension to that, you know, and then all the guilt that gives. It's a very complex time.
I don't want you running around half naked in front of men, huh?
But Mom, I'm really good.
What family will want a daughter-in-law who can run around kicking football all day but can't make round chapatis?
Both girls, both the English Jules and the British Indian Jess, have to deal with parents. Jules has some problems here too. Her mom is afraid that she's not interested in boys, and she has a great line. You mentioned that Beckham is married to posh spice Victoria Beckham, and I think the mom says, "You know, sporty spice is the only one without a boyfriend."
That's right,
Alan. When are you going to realise you have a daughter with breasts, not a son?
Paula, please.
No boy's going to want to go out with a girl who's got bigger muscles than him.
Why don't you just leave her alone?
I'm not going to give it up.
All I'm saying is there is a reason why Sporty Spice is the only one of them without a fella.
Where did you find the girls who play in this film? Because your football scenes are really beautiful. I mean, they're very balletic, and these girls are good.
What I wanted to do was focus on the symbolism of soccer. I wanted to make the girls look fantastically powerful when they play, because they do look fantastically powerful. And it's an image that we very rarely see on the cinema screen. Normally when we see young women, you know, they're normally very skinny with perfect hair and perfect makeup. And in my film, it was important to me to have girls who were sort of tall and short, and some were slightly podgy and some were thin, but they were all terribly athletic and all very happy with their bodies and look great playing soccer. So that was number one. But number two, the idea was to use the soccer really to tell the story dramatically. And I was as interested in what was going on in their faces and in their minds as I was with their feet.
So are there a lot of Indian girls who want to play soccer?
Well, when I first started writing the film, I knew of one girl who played for Fulham Ladies. And I thought, wow, this is a great idea. It's really unusual. But then after we made the film, my God, these girls kept coming out of the woodwork. And there was this whole sort of campaign in the tabloid papers in Britain to find the real life Jess, you know, to find that Indian girl. And my God, there were girls from all over Britain who played soccer, and a lot of Indian girls. Then I learned that in places like India, where the film was hugely popular as well, after the film came out, there is now a women's football league actually in India, in Delhi, where women have kind of got together and organised themselves into teams to play as a result of the film.
Govinda Chadha's new film, Bend It Like Beckham, kicks off its US release in New York and Los Angeles this week, but it's already scored a lot of its goals. Jackie Leiden, NPR News.